Hi folks, Tom Selle with a very, very important training that I learned from one of my mentors, Mr. Robert Hollis. It's called the Million Dollar Question, and it is the clearest path to you showcasing the opportunity, whatever your opportunity is, to as many people as possible. And there are many, many ways you can do it. I'm going to tell you how Robert has taught me to go out there and pique people's interest without making anyone feel like they're getting pitched or like I'm promoting something. That's very, very important. Before I do that, I want to talk just a little bit about the power and the value of humility. You know, our industry is filled with lifestyle evangelists and so-called gurus and people that are, you know, opening envelopes with cash in them, and people that are, you know, taking lifestyle videos. I'm guilty as well. You know, lifestyle videos from resorts and cars and all that stuff. And I think, honestly, that this industry has just a little too much of that. Like, there's just possibly too much bragging going on. Hey, don't get me wrong. It's good to show documentation. We always say documentation beats conversation. But, there is so much to be said for having a humble heart and a contrite spirit. You know, I've learned to win my battles in the prayer closet and to remain humble. And then the Lord opens doors for me and the Lord endears me to other people. So anyway, the lesson on humility is this, that if you want to be successful in this industry, the best way to do it is to ask for help. And this is where the humility comes in. So many of us feel like we know how to do this thing. Whatever the industry is, whatever the business is, whether it's network marketing or affiliate marketing or MLM, whatever flavor of business building you're talking about. The funny thing is most of us haven't really made a substantial income, but we still think that we know how to do things. So I'm here to tell you what someone who is hugely successful has taught me. It's helped me a great deal. And the first thing that we do in this industry to be successful in it is we approach people with a humble heart and we ask for a favor. So this is the million-dollar question. This is the X factor that will help you build your business. And it will help you, you know, you can do it live in person to, you know, the person taking the money when you're paying for your gas. You can do this with your waiter. You can do this via social network, via private text. You can do it mobile text, email, live chat. Whatever the media you use, you always do it the same. And it starts with a question. You ask a person, and it doesn't matter how well you know them, but you ask a person, can you do me, or I wonder if you can do me a huge personal favor? And you pause, and you wait for them to respond. Now, if it's a person you don't know, they're sitting there going, well, geez, what the heck is this stranger going to ask me next? They're curious. If it's a friend, maybe they're thinking, well, geez, I wonder if he's going to ask me for money. I wonder if he needs a ride to the airport. The bottom line is that you ask the question, and you wait, and you remain humble. And when they say, well, you know, and the average response is going to be, well, it depends, or if I can, or why, what is it? And you say, who do you know that could use some extra money, or who do you know that needs to make some extra money? Now, the 97% of the time canned response is going to be, well, it depends on what it is, or why, what is it? And you say, well, are you interested? And then the canned response is normally, well, it depends on what it is. So now I want you to look at the psychology. I'm going to stop there. You know, there's a little bit more, but I'm going to stop there. Look at the psychology. You just asked somebody that you may or may not know well for a huge personal favor. And they said, it depends on what it is. And you said, who do you know that wants to make some extra money? Now, you didn't ask them directly. You just made kind of a blanket, hey, I want to help some people, or I need some help finding people. Who do you know? So they don't feel like you pitch them directly. So they have a very easy out, and it's actually important that they don't feel pressured. You know, you're giving them a very simple, easy out. So you say, who do you know that wants to make some extra money? They say, well, why, what is it? You say, why are you interested? They say, it depends on what it is. And you say, great, I would be glad to show it to you. Let me get you a link. It may or may not be for you, but I'm sure once you've seen it, you will at least feel good about referring some people my way. You can do this to a stranger at the gas station. You can text your affiliate link right over to them. You basically have asked them permission to send them a text. Now, they might come back and say, well, hang on, can you explain it? You know, why are you sending me this text? Can you explain it? And the simple answer is, you know, it's really 95% visual, and I'm sure you can appreciate that I'm not in the habit of explaining my business from the ground up to people all day long. If I had to do that, I'd be broke. As I said, it may or may not be for you, but I'm sure once you've seen it, you'll at least feel good about referring some people my way. You just got permission to send them a commercial, to send them an ad, because what are you going to do? You're going to send them, you know, a video, or you're going to send them to a capture page that's going to have a video that's going to say, hey, it's the latest, it's the greatest, it slices, it dices. Some people will like it, some people won't. Now, you have an opportunity to follow up with them, should you so desire, and a type A personality, a sales type personality would follow up, but you don't have to. The important thing is that that scenario runs itself out as many times a day as possible, no less than 3. Try to average 10. If you can do 50, you're doing well. Why do I say that? And again, this doesn't have to be, you know, with the person at the gas station. This can be on a social network. It can be on Facebook, whatever. Go through your Gmail account, go through Skype, whatever. But ask the question and ask it with a sincere, humble heart. In the end, you've got to look at our industry like this. We are not looking for people to sell things to. You know, we are in the business of creating residual income, and what I'm looking for is people to help. There are a lot of people that are struggling financially. There are a lot of people that don't know how to build a business. There are a lot of people that would love to build a residual income if they only knew how. And they've gotten burned in the past, but unfortunately, at the time of this recording, it's 2013, but no matter when you hear my voice, you know, we're in a global economy. And we've all got to become professional inviters. I learned from Robert Hollis. He said, you've got to invite 2,000 people to an effective presentation. And if you do that, you're going to have massive success. So this entire activity is all about inviting. It's not about selling. It's not about telling. It's not about beating people over the head. It's not about, you know, talking to everyone in slapping distance like they used to in the old days before the internet kind of took over. It's about having a humble heart and saying, listen, I've got a good thing. I'm looking for some people to help. Who do you know? Now, some people are like, well, you know, I'm making all the money in the world, or I'm really happy with my primary company. But, you know, my brother has an insurance office and he might be interested. And what happens is if you get a referral from that person, you can call the referral and ask the same question. Listen, I was just talking to your brother, John, and he told me, I asked him if he could do me a huge personal favor, and he told me that you might know some people that need to make some extra money. What happens is we call it tap-rooting. You're tapping into other people's warm market and using them, you know, is kind of like the key to the kingdom, to open the door with these people that you've never met and that you don't know. And if you're humble and people feel like you're really just a person who cares and you're sincere in your quest, you're not trying to hard close anyone or beat anyone over the head. You're building your own business. You got a good thing to give and you're looking for people that might be interested. It's very, very simple because, you know, you could put 100 people in front of a presentation and many of them will be like, you know, they won't even take the time to watch the whole thing. It's not for them. You didn't waste your time with them. That's kind of a sorting mechanism. The ones that see the thing and fill out the form, request more information, and or call you back, man, now you've got something to work with. If they call you back, they are 50% already closed. They might have some questions they want answered. How much is it? Whatever the obstacles might be. But now you're in dialogue with people who have seen something that they liked and are asking you for more information. That's a powerful thing indeed. So remember, the $1 million question is all about being humble and realizing that we have a good thing to give in this industry and that we want to help as many people as possible. Can I ask you a huge personal favor? You've got to use those words. Make it a huge personal favor, because it endears people's hearts to you. You're asking them something on a personal level, and you're asking their permission, you know, to send a link for them to evaluate and see if they know somebody that might be interested in your coffee business or your, you know, berry juice business or your laundry balls or whatever you're selling, you know. There's something I learned a long time ago. There is a butt for every chair. It's just a matter of finding the people. Just like if a Japanese restaurant opens up in the city, not everybody likes stir-fried vegetables. Some people prefer barbecue, right? Some people prefer Italian. But there are plenty of people that love Japanese. You've just got to find them. So that's my tip for today. And until next time, this is Tom Selle saying thanks and God bless.